Kelly and Karen were small, and they wanted ponies. And Don Shoemaker advertised two ponies. So we bought the ponies from Don Shoemaker. Buttercup, what was the other one's name? I only remember Buttercup.
I don't know, it was all coal black.
But anyway, at that time we had fences around the buildings. And there was a wire gate here at the light pole. And those ponies could figure out how to unhook that gate and get out. Every time they tried to pasture them in this back area between the house and the barn, those ponies would work around till they'd get themselves out, and away they'd go back to Don Shoemaker's. Then Vero would take the girls in the car and go to town, find the ponies, and the girls would have to ride the ponies home, or else they'd lead them out the car, you know, hang on to the reins and make them run along behind the car. And we're all just muttering and a storming all the way. And finally, the kids didn't ride the ponies anymore, and they were so old. And what do you call it, honey, when they eat and they get those long...
Foundered.
Foundered.
Yeah.
Some cousins were here, some of Verl's cousins were here, and they had little kids. And those little girls were just spent the whole afternoon riding those ponies. So Verl gave them the ponies, and they took them. They lived down south of Palmer at the time, and they took the ponies home with them. And I think Gary kept them around till they finally died of old age, but he too cussed Buttercup, because she was the one that always managed to get out. Monty had a horse.
Yeah,
Monty wanted a riding horse. So they bought him a riding horse, Satan. And that was a good name for Satan, because he was mean. He would nip at you when you were riding him, or he'd buck him off every time he got a chance. Bucked Hope off and broke her shoulder. And all of the kids, I think, every one of the kids were bucked off at one time or another with that horse. And he would not cross the bridge. Monty would try to ride him over to Mike Peterson's. They were good buddies. And he wouldn't go across the bridge. And what was you had to do? You had to drive the truck across first, and then the horse would follow?
I pushed the horse across a couple times with the truck.
Because he wouldn't cross the bridge.